1. The Ministering Spirits. Angels are the ministering spirit associates of the evolutionary and ascending will creatures of all space. They are also the colleagues and working associates of the higher hosts of the divine personalities of the spheres. The angels of all orders are distinct personalities and are highly individualized. They all have a large capacity for appreciation of the ministrations of the reversion directors. Together with the messenger hosts of space, the ministering spirits enjoy seasons of rest and change. They possess very social natures and have an associative capacity far transcending that of human beings. The ministering spirits of the grand universe are classified as follows. 1. Supernaphim. 2. Sakonaphim. 3. Tertiaphim. 4. Omniaphim. 5. Seraphim. 6. Cherubim and Sanobim. 7. Midway creatures. The individual members of the angelic orders are not altogether stationary as to personal status in the universe. Angels of certain orders may become paradise companions for a season. Some become celestial recorders. Others ascend to the ranks of the technical advisors. Certain of the cherubim may aspire to seraphic status and destiny, while evolutionary seraphim can achieve the spiritual levels of the ascending sons of God. The seven orders of ministering spirits, as revealed, are grouped for presentation in accordance with their functions of greatest importance to ascending creatures. 1. The ministering spirits of the central universe. The three orders of Supernaphim serve in the Paradise Havona system. Primary, or Paradise Supernaphim, are created by the Infinite Spirit. The secondary and tertiary orders serving in Havona are respectively the offspring of the Master Spirits and of the Spirits of the Circuits. 2. The ministering spirits of the superuniverses, the Sakonaphim, the Tertiaphim, and the Omniaphim. Sakonaphim, the children of the reflective spirits, variously serve in the seven superuniverses. Tertiaphim, of origin in the Infinite Spirit, are eventually dedicated to the liaison service of the Creator's sons and the Ancients of Days. Omniaphim are created concertedly by the Infinite Spirit and the seven supreme executives, and they are the exclusive servants of the latter. The discussion of these three orders forms the subject of a succeeding narrative in this series. 3. The ministering spirits of the local universes embrace the seraphim and their assistants, the cherubim. With these offspring of a universe mother spirit, mortal ascenders have initial contact. The midway creatures of nativity on the inhabited worlds are not really of the angelic orders proper, though often functionally grouped with the ministering spirits. Their story, with an account of the seraphim and cherubim, is presented in those papers dealing with the affairs of your local universe. All orders of the angelic hosts are devoted to the various universe services, and they minister in one way or another to the higher orders of celestial beings. But it is the Supernaphim, Sakonaphim, and Seraphim who, in large numbers, are employed in the furtherance of the ascending scheme of progressive perfection for the children of time. Functioning in the central, super, and local universes, they form that unbroken chain of spirit ministers which has been provided by the Infinite Spirit for the help and guidance of all who seek to attain the Universal Father through the Eternal Son. Supernaphim are limited in spirit polarity regarding only one phase of action, that with the Universal Father. They can work singly, except when directly employing the exclusive circuits of the Father. When they are in power reception on the Father's direct ministry, Supernaphim must voluntarily associate in pairs to be able to function. Sakonaphim are likewise limited and, in addition, must work in pairs in order to synchronize with the circuits of the Eternal Son. Seraphim can work singly as discrete and localized personalities, but they are able to encircuit only when polarized as liaison pairs. When such spirit beings are associated in pairs, the one is spoken of as complemental to the other. Complemental relationships may be transient. They are not necessarily of a permanent nature. These brilliant creatures of light are sustained directly by the intake of the spiritual energy of the primary circuits of the universe. Your Angemortals must obtain light energy through the vegetative incarnation, but the angelic hosts are encircuited. They have food that you know not. They also partake of the circulating teachings of the marvelous Trinity Teacher Sons. they have a reception of knowledge and an intake of wisdom much resembling their technique of assimilating the life energies.